your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back time to our short segment in KER Politics Weekend Radio. This we have 8.5 minutes in this particular segment. We're going to opine a bit on the Boris Johnson situation. I thought that Boris Johnson, I think quite frankly, he accomplished quite a bit for the United Kingdom. And I think he was instrumental in the Brexit exit, for lack of better terms. And I think that was good for the UK. Jimmy, your turn.
You know, there was he gave his farewell speech to the British Parliament.
Right.
In that speech, he's pretty funny. He got a standing ovation. The things that he said that he did, which are true, he initiated and started the process for Brexit to bring the United Kingdom back to sovereignty and out from under the yoke of the European Union,
right,
Parliament and the European Union system, that the bureaucracy that had evolved in Brussels. He, good or bad, he got them through the COVID issues, and he did open up the UK quicker than any other European country and allowed people to move back freely in there. Now, there's some arguments about how successful, of course, we're all getting more and more information of the corruption with COVID in general. But he did work that way, work that through. He did cut taxes and regulation in the UK. He was favored by his constituency and actually brought about the largest victory by the Conservatives in the history of the UK. Now, those are pretty powerful successes,
yep,
in a very few short years.
You bet they are.
But the downside is, internally, one, he's a bit of a character. He had done some things that people were especially within his own party, that they did not like. There was some internal disputes that actually brought the collapse of his government down. And some of that was just internal politics for who's going to be in power and who's not. And they saw an opportunity and they pushed him out. So we're going to see what happens. They're now down to two candidates. I think the foreign minister, the former foreign minister, a woman, and secretary of the treasurer, chancellor of the exchequer, I believe, are the two finalists from the Conservative Party,
right,
that are going to run for the position to take over as prime minister. And they're going to be voted in by the Conservatives. And it looks like the former foreign minister, the female, probably has the advantage in that race. Ultimately, they're doing, this is internal politics.
Right. I would have to say that the colorfulness, the uniqueness of Boris Johnson's personality, and he was very unique with his personality, the party, for lack of better terms, the social gathering, I guess I should say, that occurred at Downing Street, which was a festive occasion, really did occur. In my opinion, though, it's a somewhat of an inappropriate time. He did not set a good example with that party, social engagement, I should say, for what I think that probably Britain was doing the right thing there. Although it's been proven since then that a lot of the actions, the shut-ins, et cetera, have proven to be very, very ineffective. As is evidenced by the fact that the President of the United States, now having been kind of the poster child for the U.S. policy towards COVID, including all the shots, including all of everything else, now has COVID. So that pretty much proves conclusively that a lot of those actions were totally ineffective.
Yeah, and that what we're seeing, yeah. Two shots and two boosters, and he still got it. And of course, we're seeing that all around the country. So
yes,
the initial statements that the vaccinations would actually do what vaccinations are supposed to do, keep you from getting the virus, were lies. Those lies were perpetuated without data. We know that the research is limited because there really hasn't even been enough time to study the long-term effects of,
right,
this. And we're actually seeing a large number of adverse reactions all around the world. And that's being reported in the UK, in Spain, in India, all over the world, in the course of the United States, while the media still covers it up. So, Boris Johnson, he had a tough time with it initially. It was frightening for him, overweight guy, and of course now we see, and of course Donald Trump got it while he was in office. He managed to get through it pretty quickly without, prior to the vaccines. And then we've got, and this was both Johnson and Trump. And now we've got Biden, who apparently has mild symptoms. The argument will be, oh, well, you know, he was vaccinated, so that reduced the symptoms. But the reality is we do not know whether or not the vaccines have any negative impact over the long run on the virus, because most information now shows that after a period of time, the vaccines clearly diminish in their effectiveness as they continue to push additional boosters.
Well, as far as Al Corlin is concerned, Al Corlin had both the two initial jabs, and then he had the booster after that. And after he had the booster, he did contact COVID purely and simply, tested positively, and was stricken with COVID officially for about 7 or 8 days.
Yeah, and it's tough. I had it a couple of times, tested positive. I didn't take any medication. I didn't do anything. I got through it. I'm in a, you know, getting close to that age group where would potentially be at risk, and they strongly recommend it. There's no way, because it appears that there's a lot of information that of the negative effects in the long term of the mRNA technology that's used for this, and there's more and more evidence coming out that it's potentially damaging. And of course, you know, each one of these leaders that push that, I'm going to say initially, you didn't have much data, but then you find out from people like Deborah Birx, who in her own book states she manipulated information to hide it from Donald Trump,
right,
because of her own objectives. You see Anthony Fauci, which is continuing to cover up issues with the relationship with the NIH, National Institute for Health, and China, and the whole Wuhan development process. You see all that, and you really lose faith and trust in the system and the national health authorities.
You know, Jimmy, in summary, it's going to be really interesting to see how Boris Johnson is remembered in history. He's a pretty flamboyant guy, pretty colorful guy. I'm personally sorry, both for him and for the sake of the country and perhaps the Conservative Party, that the actions went the way that they did for him. Any comments?
Well, I think, you know, he did, I mean, the politics internally with his party, with the Conservatives, be interesting to see. The Tories will have to sort this out. I think they will. I think Boris Johnson did a lot for his country in the short period of time that he was prime minister. Challenging times, I agree. He'll probably go down fairly positively, but he just couldn't keep the coalition together and you know, just couldn't keep his ministers in line. And that's the challenge that he's facing, as are many leaders in Europe right now.
And you know what? There you have it, you guys. Time for a real quick talk. Not necessarily real quick, but it's the top of the hour in the areas where stations who broadcast the show are located. And we've got about 26 stations that carry this show. As soon as the top of the hour news is over, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.